Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Resh Nun, and we're up to the halachos of the shiur Hadas v'Arava, the size of the Hadas and the Arava. So this sif discusses the minimum required size of really not only the Hadas and the Arava, but also the lulav as well. We already discussed the size of the esrog at the end of Tuf Resh Mem Ches Sif Chaf Beis, if you remember, that the minimum size is that of a beta, kebeta. Now, these measurements that we're going to be setting forth here are in units of tfachim, otherwise known as hand breaths, and gudalim, otherwise known as thumb breaths. Now, the length of the standard amma, which is, you know, the amma, the tfachim, and the gudalim. So the amma, the standard amma is 6 standard tefachim, and a standard tefach is the equivalent to 4 gudolim. So it comes out that the standard amma is therefore 24 gudolim, because 6 times 4 is 24. There is, however, a smaller amma, which is only 5 standard tefachim, or 20 gudolim. So defining, if you divided the amma into 6 parts, that would then yield small non-standard tefachim, each of which is only 3 and 1/3 gudalim, because if you divide 20 by 6, you will get 3 1/3. And now, based on all these calculations, we will see in the Shulchan Aruch that while there is no machlokes as to the minimum number of tefachim needed for each of these dalad minim to be valid, there are 3 views as to the size of those tefachim. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to elaborate on the calculation used by each view. So while the essential minimum shear of the various dalad minim was handed down halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, as the Gemara in Sukkah Hey Amad Beis spells out, there is, as we just stated, and as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, a difference of opinion with regard to the size of the tefachim meant by that Masorah, by that oral tradition. And the basis for each view will be discussed as we go through the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So here it goes. Shir Hadas Va'arava Shlosha Tfachim. The measurements or the required length of the Hadas and of the Arava is 3 Tfachim. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Shir Hadas Va'arava Shlosha Tfachim. And he says, "V'ma alin shalahem yotzin lemalam min ha'etz, tzarach shiyeh be'etzem ha'etz shir zeh." He says, if their leaves will extend above the stalk, they are not counted, because the stalk, right, the wood part of the arava and the adas itself must be of this length. You can't count the leaves that will emerge above the stem, or the stalk, whatever you want to call it, as part of that measurement. We continue weiter. Bishidro shalulav arba tfachim. And the spine of the lulav is 4 tfachim. Kedei sheyeshidro shalulav yotzei min ha'adas tefach. The shidro of the lulav has to be 4 tfachim, so that this shidro, this spine of the lulav, will extend the actual shidra, spine of the lulav, will extend 1 tefach beyond the Hadas. Now the truth is, this is a big discussion in the Gemara, and this is the way the Shulchan Aruch here is paskening. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan beis. So the spine of the lulav, the shidra of the lulav, has to extend 1 tefach beyond the Hadas. Meaning, what does this mean? Hainu, levad me'alin ha'yotzin lamala la'achar shekolsa ha'shidra ula'orach ha'alin lo nitan shir. This means that the shidra itself must be that long, without the leaves that extend higher up, coming out of the shidra, beyond the end of the spine. No minimum shear or size is given for the length of the leaves. So what's being said here is, the lulav is, in that sense, similar to the hadas and the arava, where only the stalk, or we're calling here the stem, or the stalk, and not the leaves extending above it, will count toward the minimum required shear or size. The shidra, or spine of the lulav, ends where the 2 uppermost leaves separate from each other. Until that point, the center of the lulav branch is viewed as the shidra, the spine, rather than the uppermost leaf, which is, again, going above and growing on top of the spine. Now, one should view the bottom of the shidra of the spine as beginning from where the first leaves branch out from it, rather than from the very bottom of the lulav. This is how many understand it. Okay? Now, let's continue weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. And then he says, what's the measurement, the basis of the measurement here of these tfachim? So he says, Ba'ama bas chamisha tfachim, asei osa shisha, and sei mehem shlosha lehadas. He says, these measurements are with an ama of five standard tfachim, which you divide into six parts. And then you'll take three of those parts for the hadas and for the rava. And that's how you come to the tefach. So that's what he says. Nimtza shir hadas ve'arava tfachayim umechza. So it comes out that the required length of the hadas and the arava is really 2.5 standard tfachim, which are the equivalent shehem asara gudalim, which are the equivalent to 10 gudalim. Okay, and therefore also shiur shidro shalulav will therefore be shlosh asar gudalim ushlish gudal, and therefore the required length of the lulav's shidra would then have to be 13 gudalim plus 1/3 of a gudal. So the Mishnah Brura is going to try to explain this. We started explaining it in our introduction, but now let's see weiter. Okay? Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Gimel, says, Ba'ama bas chamisha tfachim. So he says, HaMechaber mivayer dvarav. The Shulchan Aruch here, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, is explaining his previous statement. She'ein sarach shlosha tfachim beinonim, she'ein shisha ba'ama. That we do not, okay, need three standard tfachim, of which there are six in a standard ama. Ela anu lochin ama ktana, but rather we take a small ama. Shehi bas chamisha tfachim beinonim. We take a small ama, which comprises five standard tfachim, and then umechalkin oisa l'shisha tfachim ktanim. And then what we do is we divide it into six small tfachim. Okay? So it comes out, umechza mayen hu shir hadas v'arava. And that would then be, then, that half of them, namely three small tfachim, are the required length of the hadas, hu shir hadas v'arava, v'nimtza sheshlosha tfachim ha'elu hu rak tfachayim umechza beinonim. And based on this calculation, these three tfachim are really only 2.5 standard tfachim. So to explain, this first view here of the Shulchan Aruch, which maintains that we use the smaller Amma, really finds its source in the Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Beis, where Shmuel explicitly paskins, in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon, that we are to use the smaller system of measurement. This is in contrast to most areas of halacha, where we use the larger standard Beinoni Amma. Ayin Shom, the Mishnah in Kalim, Yud Zayin Tes, and now the Mishnah Brura continuing on and explaining this first opinion here in the Shulchan Aruch, this first view that maintains that we use the smaller Amma. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that what we have here then is going to be, if it's 2.5 standard tfachim, it's going to be the equivalent of 10 gudalim. So he says gudalim, says the meaning, the look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Dalit, Perish, the meaning of a gudal is, Rochav gudal shal odam beinoni. It's the thumb breadth of an average person. That is, the length of a gudal is equal to the width of the thumb of an average size, fully grown adult. And it's measured at the widest point of the thumb. That we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, so let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. So, Perish, Rochav gudal shel adam beinoni. So the meaning of a gudal is the thumb breadth of an average person, sheyesh b'chol tefach arba mehem, of which there are four in a standard tefach. Before we go weiter, it just should be pointed out, you guys all, most of you probably have heard of the different types of shiurim that are the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Noah, and then there's the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein in there. Just to show you how it sort of works out, is that the Chazon Ish basically goes with the assumption that the average thumb breadth is about 2.4 centimeters, so that a standard tefach would then be 9.6 centimeters. And this is, again, the basis for the approach of the Chazon Ish, that a tefach is 9.6 centimeters. On the other hand, you have Rav Chaim Noah, who maintained that the average thumb breadth is difficult to determine, and he concludes, based on other sources, that the size of a gudal is really 2 centimeters, so that the standard tefach is 8 centimeters, not, as we said at the Chazon Ish, 9.6 centimeters. Now, the truth is, Rav Moshe Feinstein has an approach that the tefach is 9 centimeters, but his method is basically similar to the approach that we find in the Chazon Ish, that except that he holds that the gudal is 2.25 centimeters, not 2.4 centimeters. That, and based on that, he viewed the standard tefach as 9 centimeters. So that's where we have the Chazon Ish, whose standard tefach is 9.6 centimeters, as opposed to the approach of Chaim Noah, which is 8 centimeters. The Chaim Noah doesn't go by a measuring, but rather uses sources to determine the size of the gudal of the average person. Rav Moshe, going with his assessment, basically his assessment being that the gudal is 2.25, that's where he comes to 9 centimeters. So again, Chazon Ish, 9.6 centimeters is the tefach, and according to the Rav Chaim Noah, it's 8 centimeters. But again, we're talking now about the standard tefach. But that's not what we're utilizing over here for our tefach when it comes to the tefachim of the hadasim, aravos, and the lulav according to this first opinion. Because what's coming out of this opinion is when you go ahead and you take the five standard tefachim, divide it into six parts, and then take three of those parts, so then the required length of the Hadas and the Arava is really 2.5 standard tefachim, which are, okay, what we are talking about over here. So that's how it comes to 10 gudalim for the Hadas and the Arava, but for the lulav, it's going to come out to 13 gudalim plus 1/3 of a gudal. What's the pshat? The Mishnah Berurah explains how this all pans out. It's pretty simple. He says, the tefach shel lulav hanosaf. Okay, it comes out that the above mentioned added tefach of the lulav is, right, according to this opinion, hu gam kein tefach katan l'dayazu. It's also going to be based on this small tefach, and that is, this view maintains that just as the three tefachim of the hadas and the arava are measured in small tefachim, the added tefach of the lulav is similarly only a small tefach. And therefore, based on that, shu pachos mitefach beinoni shemachzik ba'alma arba gudalim b'shir shtus. And this small tefach is smaller than a standard tefach, which, as we said, consists of four gudalim, and it's smaller by how much? By a shtus, by 1/6. Shehu shnei shlishi gudalim, the shneim asar shlishi gudal hu arba gudalim. Right? It consists, you know, this standard tefach, which consists of four gedolim, this smaller tefach is basically 1/6 smaller, okay, than the standard tefach, which then is 2/3 of a gudol. Why? Why is it 2/3 of a gudol, as he says here? Why is it shnei shlishi gudolim? Because very simple. Because, as he says, the shnei masa shlishi gudol hu arba gudolim. Because 12/3 of a gudol will then equal 4 gudolim. So it turns out, nimtza, she tefach ze machzik rak shlosha gudolim u shlish. So therefore, it turns out that this small tefach consists of 3 1/3 gudolim. Stated otherwise, a standard tefach consists of 4 gudolim, which is equal to 12/3, listen carefully, is equal to 12/3 of a gudol. So if you deduct 2/3 of a gudol, okay, that's going to yield 10/3, which is equal to 3 1/3 gudolim. And this is the size of a small tefach, and that's how you have an extra 3 1/3 gudolim. So you have the hadas and the arava is 10 gudolim, and the lulav spine has to be 13 1/3 gudol. And that's what he says. V'im asara, okay, that's what he says at the end here. V'im asara gudolim anom la'el, hu b'sach hakol, shlosha asar gudolim mishish. So adding that 3 1/3 to the above mentioned 10 gudolim of the adas, that's where the Shulchan Aruch gets to this 13 1/3 of a gudol shear for the shidra, the spine of the lulav. And then he goes on and he says, now there's going to be a second opinion and a third opinion here. So now he goes to the second opinion. He says, Yesh mi sha'omer shashir shidro shalulav arba asar gudolim. He said there's a second opinion which maintains that the required length of the lulav spine is 14 gudolim. It's 14 gudolim. Where does that come from? So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan vav, that the required length of the lulav spine is 14 gudolim. What does this opinion hold? Svir le, the tefach hanosaf belulav, hu tefach beinoni shemachzik arba gudolim. So in other words, what he's saying is that this opinion holds is that the additional tefach of the lulav is not an additional tefach like you had on the tefachim of the hadas and the arava, but rather the additional tefach that's measured by the standard tefach, which, as we know, comprises another 4 gudolim, and that's how you get to not 13 1/3. Right, 13 1/3 gudolim, but rather 14 gudolim. And then he says there is one other opinion, a third opinion, v'yesh omrim shashir hadas va'arava shneim asar gudolim. Others hold that no, that the required length of the hadas and the arava itself is 12 gudolim, and the lulav's shidra, v'shidro shal lulav shisha asar gudolim, and the lulav's shidra is 16 gudolim. And he says, that's the minhag lechatchila, to make sure that the minimum size of the hadasim are, and the aravos are, as we're saying, 12 gudolim, and the minimum size of the shidra of the lulav is 16 gudolim. That's what needs to be lechatchila taken for the hadasim, the aravos, and the lulav. Now, what's the basis? So it's pretty obvious by now, based on all that we've said, where does this third opinion of 12 gudolim for the hadas and the arava and 16 gudolim for the lulav come? So it's obvious, he says. What do they maintain? Sif katan zayin v'yesh omrim shashir svirahu v'shlosha tefachim anom el v'chein ha-tefach shel lulav anom el hu tefachim beinonim shekol echad machzeh arava gudolim. This goes with the standard tefach in kol ha-torah kula. We don't go with the smaller tefach. And they maintain that the above mentioned 3 tefachim of the hadas, okay, as and arava, as well as the above mentioned tefach of the lulav, are standard tefachim, what's known as the tefachim beinonim, each of which comprises 4 gudolim. Okay. Now, Rishonim have difficulty with this in the Gemara, and this all again is a big sugya. This is a big sugya in the Gemara there, So the three opinions are, we have one extreme that says, both by Hadassim and Aravos and the Lulav, we do not go with the standard Tefach. Okay? The other extreme says, we do go with the standard Tefach for all. And then you have the middle sheet that says, you go with the smaller Tefach for the Hadassim and the Aravos, but expanded upon that is a standard Tefach above and beyond that for the Shidra of the Lulav. And the Mishnah Berura now explains the last statement of the Ramah, that the Minhag L'Chatchila is to follow this last opinion. B'di'evad, he says, Daya Lulav B'Shlosh Asar Gudbalim B'Shlish. B'di'evad, you can go with the first opinion, that the Lulav is 13 and a third. Ba'das V'Arava Ba'asar Gudbalim, and the Das Arava is 10 Gudbalim. U'pachos Mizeh, though, that's Pasul Afilu B'di'evad, that's Pasul even B'di'evad. All, Kol Shiva Sayamim, as we said, that if it lacks the requisite shear, and the most makil opinion of the requisite shear is this first opinion here of 10 gudolim for the Hadas and Yeravos and 13 and a third for the Lulav, anything less than that will be pasul all 7 days. Kasav b'telas Yaakov al pi asod yesh li tol shidraso shalulav klape panav upnei alulav klape chutz v'hachi noagin. He says here that the telas Yaakov writes that according to Kabbalah, one should take the lulav with its shidra facing him and the front of the lulav facing outward, meaning away from him. And he says this is indeed the minhag. So now Sif Bey is rounding out this siman. So in the previous sif, right, the Shulchan Aruch taught that the spine of the lulav, the shidra, has to be 4 tefachim long, right, so that it will extend 1 tefach above the hadas and the arava. So here in this sif, after he tells us that the lulav, hadas, and the arava has no maximum size, he's going to teach that the shidra of the lulav has to always be 1 tefach higher than the hadas and the arava. So let's see. Sif Beis. Ein lahem shir lamala. The lulav, hadas, and the arava have no maximum size. It can be a very tall lulav, hadas, and arava. Yesh misha omer, there is an opinion, he says here, shafilu hosif be'orech hadas va'arava kama, is a view that even if one has a hadas or an arava that is a good deal longer than required, right? Shafilu hosif b'orech hadas v'arava kama. That's what he means. Even if one has a hadas or an arava that is a good deal longer than required, tzarech sheyetze shidro shalulav l'malam ein tefach. The shidra of the lulav still has to extend 1 tefach beyond them. So what's coming out is that besides the fact that the minimal shear of the lulav is 4 tefachim long, which is a tefach above the hadas and the arava, that's all in terms of the minimal shear. But what we're seeing here is that since you could have a very tall hadas and arava, so let's say you have a very tall hadas and arava, that's let's say 6, 7, 8 tefachim. Can you then take a 4 tefach lulav? So he's saying no. In such a situation, you should always take a lulav that's at least a tefach beyond practically the size of your hadas and your arava. Adkan.